The business. What? You copy me? Hey. You copy me? Hey.
From the border. He started making beats for the locals, stacking bread, and joined up with a clique called the Nappy Heads. The money came slow, but the hate came quick. Talking behind his back like pain ain't shit. He was going out of town just to put it on stage. Blind to the fact that he wouldn't get paid. Slept in the car, clothes in the backseat. $20 to get them hoes in the backseat. Got tired of that, then he set some goals. Hoping his rap shit'd get him some to get some gold. Oh, never thinking of what he about to be. Then 6 years later, everybody copying me. You see that? Fuck it. Hopped in the Chevrolet bucket, then he went to Mickey D's, got an application. Nowhere is just where this rap will take him. So we gave up, took the paper home. $4 an hour, that's paper home. But he ain't too grown, so we got no bills, no car, no, just enough to make it home. Then ring, ring on the mobile phone. Every code said 404.
Oh, yo, this Akon, what up, nigga? Man, this shit sound good.
Shut up, nigga, click, just leave me the fuck alone. And somebody better quit playing on my fucking phone. And then he said,
nah, this is what I'm about to do. Have everybody copying you, you see me lie?
What?
Well, hooked up with Akon and Boober Car. Sat down at a pizza parlor. It's kinda hard trying to explain who you are when you showed up getting off the model. So I showed them niggas a couple DVDs, CDs, some of the shit I did on TV. Cause I sucked at basketball, but this is way better after all. See me like Lego.